Today on episode number 446 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/446. We got it because of my podcast story. I'm going to tell you about my new philosophy on Podcast Zero. If you're just starting out and you go, I don't know what I'm going to be podcasting about, I've got some tips on you for that. I'm going to call podcast shenanigans. That's right. Shenanigans. And of course, a song about mama in jail. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you, thanking you, thanking you from the very bottom of my heart that you're here listening to little old me. I really do deeply appreciate it. Thank you for letting me be part of your routine. We're going to talk about that today as well. If you're new to the show, look, here's what we do. We talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting, all points in between. I help you massage your message. I help you tackle the technology. We flatten a learning curve. We get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. And this week's episode is based on a lot of stuff I learned at the recent Cleveland Podcasters Meetup. This is something we meet the last Monday of every month. If you're in the Northeast Ohio area, please go to clevelandpodcasters.com. We had a blast, a lot of really good insights. And it just, to me, I love it because I get a lot of different viewpoints on podcasting. And that then helps me make better materials to help people understand it. And one of the things I always like to start off the show with is either some news or things of that nature. We do have some news. Again, if you haven't heard, I mentioned last week that Dennis Miller is going to be the host of the Podcast Awards. Adam Carolla is going to be at one of the keynotes at the New Media Expo. And we are still, this is going to wrap up very soon. We are looking for people to basically review the podcasts that are being nominated for the Podcast Awards. And if you haven't been nominated yet, or if you want to nominate yourself, podcastawards.com. If you want to be involved in going through, there's like a checklist that you have to go through for everybody that's been nominated. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/PAR. And here's the announcement. If you do four categories, now you're looking at about 16 hours of work, you can actually get a free pass to the New Media Expo. Now, obviously, you got to get yourself there, but that's a pretty cool deal. And the other thing, this is new. If you are looking to podcast live or record at the New Media Expo floor, then go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast alley. That's what we're calling that little row where people will be podcasting live. And that's where you can go in. And what it is if you have like an hour show and you could only do an hour, then say I have an hour show. If you do normally an hour show, but you could do 30 minutes, then check that option. You'll see when you get there. We're not sure what the turnout is going to be. We're kind of assuming we're going to have too many people for that time slot. So we just need to know how flexible you are. We're going to try to squeeze as many people as we can in there. So again, if you're interested in recording a podcast from the New Media Expo on the floor, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast alley. Now, one of the things I'm going to be talking about today is episode zero, which kind of is something we've always all talked about, bringing value to your audience. And this is an example. This is a because of my podcast story from their website is Producing Unscripted. And Biagio, take it away, buddy.
Hey, Dave, this is Biagio from producingunscripted.com. My wife, Joke, and I produce unscripted film and television for networks like A&E, MTV, VH1, Bravo, NBC, a whole bunch more. I'm also a School of Podcasting alum and a former fellow Clevelander. I live in Los Angeles now, and I know you like people to leave because of podcasting blank messages, but this is really more of a because of Dave Jackson blank message, because our podcast itself is brand new. So how's this? Because of Dave Jackson, I've had help putting three television shows on the air. Let me explain. When I first signed up for School of Podcasting back in 2011, I really took one main piece of advice that has shaped a lot of what we do. And that was provide value to your audience. Now, back in 2011, my wife and I decided we just didn't have time to launch a podcast, but we did already have a small blog. So we asked ourselves, what is the most valuable thing we could provide to people who read our blog? How could we take your advice and implement it? What was the one thing we would have wanted when we were in their shoes? And then it hit us like a brick wall. That one thing, honestly, was access. Because when we were trying to break into business, no one would meet with us. We had lots of reality TV show and documentary series concepts, but no one to pitch to. You know, Hollywood is a painfully closed system to outsiders. So we decided to buck tradition and to open our doors to pitches from aspiring producers. This led to us getting three additional shows on TV, two on MTV and one on Biography Channel, all through our blog. But there was a problem, and that was that a lot of the pitches we received were just not good. And we keep getting the same kinds of pitches over and over. So what we wanted was a way that we could, you know, properly, efficiently train aspiring producers and filmmakers to put their time and energy into show ideas that were good bets, that actually had a chance of selling. And podcasting seemed like it could be the perfect way for us to do it. So we created Producing Unscripted, a podcast to help people create, develop, produce, and sell unscripted television, hopefully by teaming up with us. This week we launched, and we launched using a lot of the tips and tricks from School of Podcasting, and I'm proud to tell you we made new and noteworthy in film and TV section of podcasts on our second day in iTunes, and by day three we started popping in and out of new and noteworthy for all podcasts. And the best part, we've already received a few submissions that honestly are better than what we were getting through the blog alone. So we really just wanted to say thank you for all you do for podcasting and podcasters. You know, I have no problem making hundreds of hours of television, but I was terrified of podcasting. So thanks for giving this Hollywood producer and his wife a shot in the arm, the shot in the arm we needed to give it a try. I'm Biagio, my wife is Joke, and you can check us out at producingunscripted.com.
And the beauty of that is I went over to their website. Now, obviously, you notice he's talking about 2011. This is a rerun of a Because of My Podcast story, but it ties in a lot with what we're talking about today, which is bringing value, which is facing your fears in some cases of starting a podcast. And I went over and Joke and Biagio are going strong, and I can see where they've helped people. Here's somebody that got a TV show on MTV. Here's somebody else got VH1. And so when I was thinking about today's show, I remember this Because of My Podcast story. I have a couple that are my favorites, and I went, you know what? I'm going to replay that. Now, if you can answer that question, Because of My Podcast blank, if there's something that probably wouldn't have happened, but it did mainly because of your podcast, I would love to hear that. I think one of the things I'm going to do, it's down the list a little bit, but by the end of the year, I want to take all these that I've had, have them transcribed and turn them into a book. I think that would be cool. So you may end up in Amazon if you send me your Because of My Podcast story. So I would deeply appreciate that. And Biagio and Joke, keep up the great work.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
I had the pleasure of hosting the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup last Monday. Man, is that a blast. A lot of people just talking podcasting. What do you do? How do you do? Encouraging everybody. And one of the things, there was a question. And so I said, you know, I've got a video that will help explain this. So I actually pulled up a video from the School of Podcasting, and it talked about how, you know, you need to plan and have an avatar, and you need to do this, and failure to plan is planning to fail, right? And one of the guys there, Martin, yes, I'm talking about you, Martin, made a good point. He goes, you know, what if you don't know what you know you should podcast, you know you want to podcast, but I can't really figure out what I'm going to podcast about. And I was thinking about this, and I'm like, man, that's a great point. I forgot about it. Because there are those people like, I just want to have fun, right? Maybe Cindy Lauper wants to have a podcast and just wants to have fun. You know, that is perfectly okay. That is absolutely all right. And I was thinking about this, And my stepson is applying for colleges, right? He got into Ohio State, which is cool. He also got into Purdue. He's got an interview with Princeton. I mean, the guy's a genius. And I remember when he was going through this process, I remember when I was 18. And, you know, there you are. You're looking down the barrel of the rest of your life with every adult going, what are you going to be when you grow up? And you go, I don't know. And then they ask you, I don't know. And, you know, there are those times when you just don't know, but you know you got to go to school. And then there, I thought of another time when you don't know. You go to the doctor or you come home and your wife informs you that she's pregnant. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And then you go, do we know what it is? And she says, no, we don't. And I don't want to know. All right. So there are two things when you know you're having a baby, you know you're going to school still, you're not done. Now, what do you do? In the case of school, well, you take your those classes like communication theory, techniques of writing, cross-country ballroom dancing, all those ones that are supposed to make you a better rounded person that really are just, you know, they're cake classes, but not brilliant. They're general classes, right? You get those out of the way. You kind of get you back in the swing of going back to school. In the case of a baby, right, does the mom and dad, the future mom and dad, do they go, well, I guess I'll just wait. When he comes out, if it's a boy, we'll paint everything blue. No, they go get a crib. They buy some diapers. They buy some more diapers. And then they buy some more diapers. Maybe in between there, they buy some noise-canceling headphones. They don't wait till the last minute. There are things you can do when you don't know. And so for me, if you're new to the show, I play the guitar. And there are times when I have helped people learn the guitar. And when I do, this is where they start. It is our good friends, G, C, and D. And once you learn these three chords, if you're into country music, you can play just, right? Like, on the way to see mama in jail, I ran over my dog with a pickup truck. I shed a few tears and I had a few beers. My girl cheated on me with my best friend Lou. I called her on the phone and I said, hey, let's finish that song later. And so you learn the basics. You learn the basics and then you figure out later what kind of music you're going to play. You're like, this is fun, Dave. What the heck does this have to do with podcasting? Well, it doesn't matter what you podcast about. You're still going to have to learn how to plug that Audio-Technica 2100 microphone into your computer and get Audacity to see it. You might as well learn how to get a proper recording level so everything isn't covered in hiss. You ought to learn how to maybe move some sound files around, and there's plenty of places where you can get free stuff. I wouldn't recommend this in the long term, but in the short term, you could go to WordPress.com. And again, I repeat, I would not use this for the long term, but if you wanted to learn how to kind of tinker around a website, you could go over to WordPress.com and learn the basics. What is a page? What is a post? And how do I do a blog post? Then when you're ready, of course, get your own hosting and your own website. I can help you with that. But you can learn the basics and get the details later once you really figure out what you want to do. Now, the other thing is, what's the worst thing that could happen if you started a podcast and you couldn't figure out what you wanted to do? Well, okay, you would have put out somewhere around $40 to $50 for that Audio-Technica 2100 microphone. And that's about it. Audacity is free. And you wasted maybe a little bit of time. But here's the thing to keep in mind. Your first podcast does not have to be the one that brings you fortune and fame. let me give you two examples. Mignon Fogarty, who will be at New Media Expo, who's been on Oprah. She is Grammar Girl. You may know her better as that. And I always use Callie Lewis, who does GeekBeat.tv, really popular video podcast about geekery, technology. You know, both those two women, that is their second podcast. That's not their first one. Their first one, they started and went, nah, and they let it go. I've started a few podcasts over the years that just didn't fly. Thought they'd be fun. And, you know, I had the customer service show.
All right, welcome to this, the first episode of the customer service show. I am your host, Dave Jackson. This is where we talk about the good and the bad sides of customer service. And today
I had the Dates from Hell show.
Dates from Hell show, episode number one.
For those who are looking for love, we'll help you find it. If you've already found love, we'll help you keep it. Welcome to the Dates from Hell show.
I had the Best of the Worst podcast. That was a music show.
Best of the Worst podcast, number one. All righty. Welcome aboard. Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all time. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Welcome to the very first edition of the Best of the Worst podcast, where we're going to be playing the best of the worst bands at the PodSafe Music Network. Now, check it out.
And so looking back, do I go, wow, those were some pretty big mistakes? No, I look at those and go, I learned something from every one of those. Now, I have to say this because of my background in teaching. Of course, they're not mistakes. They're learning opportunities. But they are learning opportunities. I learned with the Dates from Hell show that you have to bring the content. You can't rely on your audience because when you first start out, you don't have one. With the customer service show, I was just a cranky old guy screaming about how I couldn't get a good waitress. Okay. You know, best of the worst, I kind of felt bad making fun of people's music. So you can start if you're not 100% sure where you're going to go. And those skills, I mean, if you think about it, right, you learn G, C, and D. And then you decide later, okay, I got them down, but now I want to do reggae. Okay. Now I want to play punk. G, C, and D. If we got crazy and threw in an A, now I could play jazz. But you can then figure out what you're going to do with those basics and apply them to a specific area. And this is where now that you've figured out what makes you, you, and you're like, all right, my passion is this. I've talked to my friends. They say I'm pretty good at this. I know I hate talking about that. And my favorite kind of podcast is this. And I've talked to friends who like that subject. They would like to hear about this. Then you take that, you fine tune it. You take your G, C, and D and come up with a podcast that is so unique because you made it. It's not going to be like anybody else's podcast unless you go and steal somebody's questions. And, you know, again, you come up with country music on fire or whatever it is, and you try to copy somebody else. Don't do that. Do your own thing. Do your own thing. Let your freak flag fly. And you can take the basics and whip it into shape, do a little practice, right? How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. And end up with a phenomenal podcast. So if you don't know, you know what? It's all right. If you just want to have fun, you know what? That's all right too. You don't have to have that laser sharp focus. When you have the problem, and why I always say you need that focus, why you need to know your avatar, when you need to do all these things to plan, is when you don't plan, you just turn on the mic. It's you and your buds, you crack a few beers and shed a few tears and record it. And then you say, how come I'm not making any money? Or how come I'm not having impact? Well, that takes some focus. That takes, you know, so don't expect the same results of somebody who is planning and who has done all that extra work to define who their audience is. Don't expect their results when you are just having fun and you don't really care. That's where things are like, no, hold on. You got to go back and do that. So, but underneath all that is the basics, and that will always be useful. Now, some of these tips today are kind of for newbies, but there are some things that even if you're an old timer podcaster, you can use these. And I'm going to talk about something that if you go back through the archives, I'm sure somewhere in there, you'll hear where I say, in episode zero, tell people about you. And, you know, and then tell them how in the future you're going to talk about so-and-so, because you need that first episode on your website in your RSS feed. Without getting too geeky here, you need one live that people can listen to submit your show to iTunes. So a lot of times we're so like, oh, iTunes, which is obviously the first place you want to be listed. But we'll literally like somebody will go, hey, this isn't a real episode. This is just here for iTunes. Come back next week. You'll get the real thing. And they'll put that on their website. I'm like, no. And one of the things that I have changed in my theory of my strategy, now this is just my opinion, but let me explain why I am thinking of this. I was listening to Pat Flynn's show, Ask Pat. You can find that at Ask Pat. You can find Pat over at Smart Passive Income. And, you know, poor Pat, the guy, he's such a nice guy. I've interviewed him on this show, and I was out at Smart Passive Income, and I can see the last month he only made $79,000. Man, poor guy. Holy, 79 in a month. In a month. And so I tend to think Pat might be onto something. And I was listening to this show, and he was explaining about email click-throughs, meaning what's a good rate? How many people should actually click on something in your email? But he said something, and I'm like, that pertains to podcasting. So I'm going to play this quick little clip from Pat's show.
The very first email they get after they subscribe, after they click the confirmation email, if it's double opt-in to verify their email, the very first legit email they get from you should be mind-blowing, should be the best tip you have, or just something, a surprise, something that makes them say, wow, so glad I subscribed to this list. I'm never getting off, and I'm going to open that next email the moment it comes in my inbox. That's what you want them to say. So share your best tip, and to take that even further, make it a quick win. Make it something that you can share with your audience that when they do that thing that you tell them to do, they get an instant result.
And I heard that, and I was like, you know, that pertains to episode zero. And I was thinking about the book, Content Marketing, by the guys over at the Content Marketing Institute. And they said numerous times, I've talked about this in the past, that when you first start out, your audience doesn't care who you are. I know that hurts. You're like, man, what do you mean? They don't care. Yeah, they don't care. And so I was thinking what Pat said. And if you think about it, and you're like, well, what if I don't have a product or things like that? If you tell them, hey, go out to the show notes and watch this YouTube video, it's amazing. And then they do. And it is amazing. You've now got instant credibility. With one click, you've got instant credibility. If you tell them, go do this and you will see this, or go look at this, and you actually have them do something that works, you actually see something that is like, wow, that guy was right. That woman had a point. And then you've got instant credibility. Now here, the beauty of that is you almost don't have to ask them to subscribe in iTunes. They're going to, because they're like, well, I just did that. Let me give you an example. When I was probably four, one of my earliest memories, because I wasn't in kindergarten yet, and I still remember this because it had apparently a great impact on my life. There was a little drive-through restaurant at the end of our street, and my mother had taken me there. It was just mom and me, my sister and my brother, who are both older, were in school, and so we went there for lunch, and you know, we got a burger and fries or whatever it was, and she's like, you know, have you ever put fries or ketchup on your fries? And I'm like, no. She's like, oh, it's really good. You ought to try this. And I'm like, all right, I'm up for anything, Mom. And so I dip my ketchup, or I dip my fries in my ketchup, and was like, oh my God, this is like the best thing ever. Who is this woman? Whatever she says from this point out, I'm doing, because ketchup on your fries is yummy. And I think that's one of the reasons why I feel I wasn't that hard of a kid. Because if my mom told me to do something, hey, she knew about ketchup on her fries. So I'm just, whatever you say, Mom, I'm with you on that. So you can do things that will gain instant credibility. Now, here's the beauty of this then. So if you give your audience something of value, and then tell them about who you are. Now they're going to care because they're going to go, well, this is the guy that told me about ketchup on my fries. Fries in a milkshake, an interesting experiment, not as good as ketchup on your fries, by the way. But you're going to be that person. They're going to go, that's that girl that told me to blah, blah, blah. But if you come up and say, hi, this is, my name's Dave Jackson. This is episode zero. We're going to start off the podcast here. We're going to talk about all things podcasting in the future. So if you come back, we will be interviewing experts. We're going to talk about podcast gear, and we're going to talk about strategies for growing your audience. My background is I've been teaching technology for over 20 years. I remember back in the day when I used to teach people how to surf the internet because they didn't know what it was, and how to send email because they didn't know what it was. So I've been helping people understand, who cares? Right, who are you? Okay, I've learned about you, but at the end of that episode, I don't really get it. You've told me to come back. You haven't given me a reason to come back. So my new episode zero would be, like Pat says, come out with your best tip, then explain who you are, and then just, you know, lather, rinse, repeat, and keep doing that. Now, there are those people, you know, I've said in the past that deadlines are great because they do give you a sense of urgency, but I've seen people make a lot of mistakes. I tend to think deadlines are more harmful than helpful because I see people do things that in the end, it's like, well, I had to get it out. Well, as I record this, it is February 1st, and people have waited 32 days. If you said at the beginning of the year that I'm going to start a podcast, they've waited 32 days for your podcast. They can't wait another six until you get that episode zero done in a proper fashion. We really do get excited, and I understand that. I remember that. And that, again, is one of the things I love about the Cleveland Podcasters Group. I love seeing that excitement of anxiety of launching that first podcast. But that would be my new advice, along with don't use Feedburner. That would be it. And come out of the gate strong, and then they'll be A, telling their friends about your show, and B, you probably won't have to ask them to subscribe in iTunes. You might want to tell them to, because they may not know, but they'll want your content, and they'll be waiting with bated breath. What does that mean exactly, bated breath? Because when I smell bait, I don't want to have breath like bait. That would be bad. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but I am a writer, regular writer for Podtertainment Magazine. That's Pod, P-O-D, Ertainment. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Podtertainment, that'll take you right over there. And at the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup, somebody asked, is there going to be an Android version of that? Because really, it's kind of meant to be read on an iPad. You could try to read it on your iPhone. It's a little tough, but it's mainly an iPad thing. And yes, they are working on a Android version. No ETA at this point, but it is something they're definitely looking into. And this issue, the new issue, is out, and there's two video presentations there. One from the guy over at Late Night Internet Marketing. His name, Mark Mason. And the title of the video is Tips and Hacks Balancing a Full-Time Life with a Part-Time Podcast. Ben Kruger, who's been on this show, he has a video there on powerhouse positioning, becoming the go-to expert in your market. I wrote an article called 9 Reasons People Listen to Your Podcast. Rob Walsh, who is the VP of podcast relations over at Libsyn, has one called iTunes is the Low-Hanging Fruit. And Todd Cochran from Blueberry has one, Trends and Insights. This month he talks about covering a trade show. Jessica Kupferman has one about send them to your awesome website. Brian Ibbett, who is a guy that's been podcasting since 2004. He does Coverville. He has an article called Why Covers. I'm going to butcher this person's name. I believe it's Kind Tran. He does a lot of reviews, and he's reviewing the Monoprice 5-inch speakers. Travis Litting writes about recording interviews and making them count. Jeffrey Powers has an article on Fiverr and TaskRabbit Can Help. And the beautiful thing about Podtertainment Magazine is it comes out once a month, and it's only $12.99 a year. So that's less. I mean, I just bought a Mountain Dew that was $1.45. And this is less than that. Great interviews. And like I said, you actually get video content in there. So if you're interested in that, go over to Podtertainment.com. Or like I said, if you'd like to help out the show, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Podtertainment. And one of the articles that was in there a while back, speaking of Rob Walsh, was he had an article about being... It's better to be consistent with your data. We talked about with Pat Flynn today, you know, having that wow content. And he cited people like Joe Rogan and other podcasters who occasionally podcast whenever they can. And like Joe will do like a 3-hour podcast and then won't do one for a while. And then he'll come out one, it'll be an hour long, and then he'll wait a couple more weeks. So he's a really busy guy. He's a comedian. He does a lot with UFC fighting and things like that. He has some great guests. And when he comes out, he is consistent with his content. And so I always like to say that is true. But here's the thing. This is in addition. So, yes, that's probably most important. But the beauty is when you combine consistency of content with consistency of schedule, you end up becoming part of your listener's routine. I know my buddy Jim Cullison, who does theaverageguy.tv, he is my co-host for Ask the Podcast Coach, says that, I think he says Mondays, I'm one of his first shows that he listens to. And it makes my heart go pitter-patter. I mean, that's really cool that I'm actually part of somebody's routine. And when we had Darren Dake on talking about, because of his podcast and his corner podcast, at the end of the interview, we were having this discussion because Darren said, hey, you can quote that. I'm going to play this. So, you know, a lot of times I spout opinion on this show, but my opinion is always based on something. It's not just me going, well, I think it's this. So here's an example of when I say you should try to have a consistent schedule. Here's why. Here's a quick clip of Darren and myself after our interview.
Thanks for letting me be a part of that. I always love your show, and of course I listen every Monday morning. In fact, and every Monday morning, here's my routine. I get up,
all right,
I get my coffee, and I spend a little bit of time with my Bible and a little bit of time alone, and then after that I hit School of Podcasting morning announcements. Every Monday morning it's waiting for me, and then and so I spend my first few minutes with God and my next few minutes with Dave Jackson. And you can use that quote.
That's it. Awesome. And unfortunately, Skype cut it out, but he said every Monday it's there for me. That's the part was like, and he sounded like Bugs Bunny on Poison. Thank you, Skype. But there's an example, and that's why I say, you know, maybe when you are just starting out, I always say record a few shows. And here's something. It's a tip that's one of those that's like so obvious, but yet we really miss it a lot of times. You don't have to release everything you record. In fact, can I peel back the curtain for just a second? That whole thing about understanding the basics that I did at the beginning, yeah, I'm recording this on Sunday. That's the third time I've recorded it. Why? Because I didn't write down any notes. I had them in my head. And so this morning I was like, you know what? I can do better with that. And I wrote out my notes, my bullet points. Here's what I need to hit. And that's where I thought of another example of the baby, right? A baby's an example of, I don't know. So you don't have to release everything you record. So when you're first starting out, go ahead and do a couple of shows. And so you can see exactly, wow, Dave wasn't kidding. It takes about an hour to do a 15-minute podcast. It takes about 2 hours to do a half-hour podcast. By the time I figure out what I'm going to talk about, then I talk about it, then I edit it, then I write something up for show notes. That's that whole 4-to-1 ratio seems about right. And that way you can figure out, okay, this is the amount of work I'm going to need to create wow content. Now I can say, all right, I was going to do a daily show. Now I'm going to do maybe twice a week or once a week or whatever it is you're going to do. But I always say, record some test shows, figure out what it's going to take, pick a schedule, and then if you can, keep that schedule and keep your content consistent.
It's time for a pet peeve.
Yes, it's pet peeve time again. I am at a website right now, podcast.com. .place. That's right. Not .com, .net. No, podcast.place. Not really worth going there, in my opinion. Here's what I feel. Number one, a couple things that I'm surprised about. This website is kind of put on by a company called Radio Linux Broadcast Marketing. Radio Linux Broadcast Marketing. Now, call me crazy. I would think a marketing company would have a way to sign up via, I don't know, email, or maybe because it's a podcasting thing, an RSS feed. Because after all, you can't have a podcast without an RSS feed. But, you know, they want you to go to their website. Okay, fine. Hey, it's your website. I don't want to should you, but I think you should have an email address or a RSS feed. But the interesting thing is, when you go to their website, they have a link to a course, Podcasting for Beginners. Now, here's the part that I was like, all right, it's interesting that A, you know, and really Radio Linux has an app called, I believe it's Igloo, Radio Igloo. And it's an app for streaming radio stations, right? So like internet radio stations, nothing wrong with internet radio. It's not podcasting. Content creation is content creation. Don't get me wrong there. But what was interesting about this is when I first heard about this place, because they sent me four different emails that I never signed up for. I think I was on the Radio Igloo mailing list, but I've unsubscribed from numerous emails from these people. And so here's your reward for spamming me. I've been politely telling people that, well, here's the thing. When you go over to Podcasting by Professionals, it says right there on their website, the podcast called Podcasting by Professionals is proudly sponsored by Global Broadcasting Networks. And when I went looking for the, I'm like, Podcasting by Professionals, I've never heard of this podcast. And that's because at that point it didn't exist. And I've got a video that shows me searching for them in iTunes and they just didn't exist. Well, they've seen the video and they went over and signed up for, I'm going to guess, and again, it's a hypothesis, but I wouldn't be surprised. They have a free account at Spreaker, and they now have a whopping one episode out, and it's pretty much an advertisement for their podcast sponsorship, et cetera, et cetera. And so my point here is it's a podcast course put on by people who don't have a podcast that are linked with people who aren't really great at getting the word out when it comes to email and RSS. So just be careful when you are, if you would like to learn how to podcast, obviously I'm kind of biased. I like the school of podcasting, but there are a lot of people as podcasting becomes hotter and hotter and hotter. You know, if you don't want to learn from me, go check out, you know, Cliff Ravenscraft, go check out Daniel J. Lewis, go check out Ray Ortega, go check out Mike Dell. Go check out Brian over at Podcast Dojo. And again, that's the audacity to podcast.com, podcasterstudio.com, podcastersroundtable.com, podcasthelpdesk.com. All good guys, good friends of mine. And it's interesting because when I originally put out the video, it showed how they weren't in iTunes. They weren't anywhere. You couldn't find their podcast that had a sponsor by Global Broadcasting Networks. And now they do, and the one episode they have is a commercial. So just be careful, because there are people who, in some cases, will sell you equipment that you don't need, that will charge you way more than you should pay. Look at me, I've turned into a fearmonger. Just be careful with that, and just realize I'm just here to let you know, I know the water looks good and it's warm and it is. It's awesome. Come on into the podcasting pool. Just be aware over there, I see a fin coming up. And I don't know if that's a dolphin or a shark, but from this distance, it looks like a shark. Be careful. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. If you are new to the show, look, I would love to help you start a podcast. Use the coupon code LISTENER. That's LISTENER. It is all lowercase. And that will get you a discount, a big one, off your first month at the schoolofpodcasting.com. If you don't have a website, send me an email with the phrase quick start. And what we do here, it's really cool. I'll send you a link to order your web hosting. I'll earn a commission from that. That's cool. Now, as my way of saying thank you for the commission, I will install WordPress on your website and install the plugins for you. But wait, there's more. And I'll give you a free month at the School of Podcasting, because I really do want to help you launch a podcast, get you going in the right direction without spending a gazillion dollars on equipment and making you sure you know what you're getting into. So I would love to help you. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to join in on the conversation, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. A whole wide world, the beautiful thing of podcasting, is waiting for you. All you got to do is step through that door. We'll start off with the basics. It's time to let your life be heard, and I want to help you start a podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting and some morning announcements with Brian from ProfitCastUniverse.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again real soon. Take care and God bless. Beauty back. Can we take a 10-second tangent? That's the song Broadway. That song doesn't have a chorus. Besides, on Broadway. And so, they didn't know what to do, so they just changed the key. And then the next verse, they just like, there's one riff. They're like, what are we going to do? I don't know. Just raise it a key. All right, end of tangent. I ran over my dog with a pickup truck. Shed a few tears and had a few beers. And my best friend cheated with my best friend Lou. Wait, that doesn't make any sense.